Mystery continues to swirl around an Israeli airstrike in Syria that took place in the middle of the night on September 6th. Neither Israel nor Syria nor the United States has offered an explanation of why Israel hit Syria or what the target was. But that hasn't stopped the speculation, which is focused on an alleged Syrian-North Korean nuclear connection. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
Nothing about Israel's airstrike on Syria is known for sure. It's not clear how many aircraft were involved, nor the route they used to reach their target, nor where the target itself was. The target has been reported to be near the Syrian town of Deir az-Zor in Syria's eastern desert. But there are also reports the Israeli attack aircraft jettisoned their empty gas tanks over Turkey more than 100 miles north. Anonymous American and Israeli intelligence sources have been quoted widely speculating on the motive for the attack. Among the possible reasons, the site could have held missiles from Iran destined for Hezbollah in Lebanon. The attack could have been a warm-up or a warning for a possible Israeli attack on Iran. Or the Israelis believe there was some kind of nuclear cooperation underway between North Korea and Syria. U.S. government officials have declined to discuss the matter, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates was asked about it on Fox News Sunday.
All I will say is we are watching the North Koreans very carefully. We watch the Syrians very carefully.
Gates hinted he is taking the story quite seriously.
If such an activity were taking place, it would be a matter of great concern because the president has put down a very strong marker with the North Koreans about further proliferation efforts, and obviously any effort by the Syrians to pursue weapons of mass destruction would be a concern.
Israel's leaders have offered no explanation for the attack, but a few days ago it emerged that, according to unnamed Israeli sources, the airstrike occurred 3 days after a North Korean ship docked at the port of Tartus in Syria and offloaded its cargo. Damascus has also been largely silent about the matter. But this week, Syrian government minister Buthaina Shaban did comment on the allegations of nuclear cooperation with North Korea.
Syria denies anything of the kind and condemns the Israeli attack on our land, on a violation of our airspace. And it's amazing that it's Washington who explains to the world, why did Israel do this attack on Syria?
Syria is not believed to have nuclear weapons or a nuclear weapons program, but it is known there are small experimental nuclear activities underway there. North Korea is not known to have cooperated with Syria in the nuclear field, but it has worked extensively with Syria on missile technology. North Korea has sold Scud missiles to Syria. North Korean missile specialists are known to have been in Syria, and Syrian missile experts have traveled to North Korea. Joe Cirincione, an expert on nuclear proliferation with the Center for American Progress, has serious doubts about the veracity of the story so far.
This is the most overblown story I've seen since before the buildup to the war in Iraq. There's precious little information available, but it hasn't stopped people with political agendas from spinning it to absurd levels as if these claims are facts.
The story may have been a factor in postponing a meeting this week of the six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That was expected to take place today in Beijing, but the Chinese government abruptly canceled it on Monday. Cirincione says some in Israel as well are also using the airstrike story to affect possible future talks with Syria.
Certain hardline Israelis who are aimed at preventing a U.S.-Syrian or an Israeli-Syrian dialogue.
That appears to have been a concern of Israel's president, Shimon Peres, yesterday when he told the Foreign Press Corps that the nervousness, as he put it, between Syria and Israel is over.
So I'll go back to the rumors and speculations and so on. When we say clearly that we are ready to negotiate directly with the Syrians for peace.
But today another story surfaced about Syria that could complicate matters further. Jane's Defense Weekly is reporting that an explosion in a chemical plant in Syria on July 26th actually resulted from efforts to put chemical warheads on Scud missiles. At the time, Syria's official news agency reported 15 military personnel were killed in the blast. The magazine reported that Iranian experts there were also killed. Syria's chemical weapons program has been well known, says Robert Einhorn, a former Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation Issues, now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
Syria has a chemical weapons capability, in fact, quite an advanced chemical weapons capability for the Middle East.
That explosion occurred in Aleppo in western Syria. The Israeli airstrike occurred about 200 miles east, but near an area where Syria is known to test missiles. Mike Schuster, NPR News.